USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to a U.S. air base in Iraq to deliver some Christmas well wishes to U.S. troops there.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
Past U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, says ISIS has been dealt some major setbacks in recent years.
But of course, it doesn't mean that ISIS is done.
He was speaking to CBS News. Wall Street futures off sharply just a day after the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all had the biggest one-day advances in a decade. Dow and S&P 500 futures both down about 1.5%. NASDAQ futures off close to 2%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Warnings of a rise in terrorist threats against airlines and airports all around the world, coming from both American and British intelligence officials. Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is warning America must continue to be aware of the constant threat of terror.
Terrorists are going to continue to target us, so we've got to keep targeting them during the holiday season and all year round.
Meanwhile, Acting AG Whitaker is also in the news after a report that says he wrongly claimed on his resume that he was named an academic All-American during his time as a football player at the University of Iowa. The Wall Street Journal reports the incorrect claims appeared in Whitaker's biography on the website of a law firm that he was previously employed at, as well as in other job application materials. The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia a few days ago now at 430, with about 100 people still missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police are hunting for a man who shot and killed an officer in Central California as Corporal Ranil Singh of the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department was killed yesterday during an early morning traffic stop in the town of Newman. The 33-year-old had been with the department for over 7 years. Authorities have released photographs of the suspect taken by surveillance cameras at a convenience store nearby moments before that traffic stop. The price of those so-called forever stamps will be going up. Americans have a month to stock up on forever stamps at their current price before it will be raised, the largest increase since 1991, as the cost of a U.S. postage stamp will jump 5 cents to 55 cents a stamp next month. The new price is scheduled to take effect on January 27th. Some people who take a lot of selfies are coming down with what's called selfie wrist. It's a type of carpal tunnel syndrome, and it comes from hyperflexing your wrist or clutching your phone for long periods of time without moving. Sharp pain, numbness, and even a tingling in the wrist are some of the symptoms of selfie wrist, according to medical experts. And after an online poll asking fans to choose his new middle name, actor Macaulay Culkin is going with Macaulay Culkin. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.